Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Grant. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schultz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Schultz. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rajcik scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rajcik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a fly ball into right field. Grant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Giles steals second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Ortiz moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo takes first base on ball four. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Giles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Giles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heap moves to second. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heap moves to third. Foster moves to second. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsik is 0 for 1 in the game. Rachsik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heap scores. Foster scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Mike Proley now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz is hit by the pitch. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grant moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Danron pinch hits for Mike Proley. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heap takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heap moves to second. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ratchsick hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ratchsick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. One out. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Dickie Knowles. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Bordy now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaver moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Foster reaches second base with a double. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rachsik hits a fly ball into right field. Grant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Giles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Giles reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Grant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rich Bordy. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Owen now playing shortstop. Bill Johnson now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grant, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 4 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Ratchczyk catches it and steps on first to double up Sandberg. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. Say hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heap moves to second. Gary Ratchczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchczyk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ratchczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heap scores. Foster moves to third. It's 7-1, Mets. Alan Hargesheimer now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Torres now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Mets. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grant is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Mike Diaz pinch hits for Alan Hargesheimer. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Mets. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-4 in the game. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Gary Woods pinch hits for Mel Hall. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap. Woods reaches second base with a double. Diaz scores. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Mets. Doug Sisk now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-4 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.